It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Labor Day is in the rearview mirror. Kids are back in school. The Senate is back today. House returns next week. And campaign season is officially here. Election Day is 9 weeks away. But Congress still has work to do before this session ends. The most pressing? A continuing resolution to keep the government open and functioning through mid-December. President Biden's on the road stumping for Democratic candidates even when they don't appear with him. He's visited Pennsylvania a number of times in the past week alone, including Thursday evening when he gave an important speech warning that the former guy and his MAGA allies constitute a real threat to American democracy.
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country.
In a ruling slammed by legal experts on both sides of the aisle, U.S. District Court Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, on Monday granted the former guy's request to appoint a special master to review documents that the FBI seized during that search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and private club, saying that the Justice Department cannot use the materials in its investigation of Trump's handling of such materials until the independent review is completed. Huh? Now, the Justice Department has said Trump should be treated like any other person, but the judge, Cannon, said appointing a special master was necessary, quote, to ensure at least the appearance of fairness under extraordinary circumstances. Well, legal scholars called the ruling laughably bad and a, quote, unprecedented intervention by a judge in a national security investigation. Big news today from across the pond is Britain officially has a new prime minister. Liz Truss is her name. She meets with the Queen today and receives the official go-ahead to form a new government. Truss won the Conservative Party leadership contest on Monday, defeating Rishi Sunak after a campaign that stretched across the summer. Now she must take charge of one of the world's largest economies and appeal to tens of millions of voters who don't appear to be very excited about her. Only 18% of Brits said they had a favorable view of Truss. 44% view her unfavorably, according to this new poll conducted before she was announced as the winner. Outgoing Prime Minister Boris Johnson also made his final speech and tried to reassure the Brits that the UK will, quote, come out stronger the other side, despite it being a, quote, tough time for the economy. Here's what he said upon announcing his resignation in July.
And to that new leader, I say, whoever he or she may be, I say, I will give you as much support as I can. And to you, the British public, I know that there will be many people who are relieved and perhaps quite a few who will also be disappointed. And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
The fighting continues in Ukraine, and now we learn that Russia is in the process of purchasing millions of rockets and artillery shells from North Korea. It's now more than 6 months into the war, and estimated that over 25,000 Russian soldiers have been killed. And, according to the UK Defense Secretary, Russia has yet to achieve any of its strategic objectives. Meanwhile, the last working reactor at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has been disconnected from the power grid due to a fire that was caused by Russian shelling. The UN's nuclear watchdog is expected to release a report today about the nuclear safety and security situation in Ukraine. So the U.S. stands alone when it comes to mass shootings and gun violence in the world. Canada is reeling from Sunday's mass stabbing attacks in Saskatchewan, left 10 people dead and 18 injured. Two suspects were identified just hours after the first of the multiple attacks across 13 crime scenes was reported. They're two brothers, aged 30 and 31. One of the brothers has since been found dead by what's believed to be self-inflicted injuries. The 30-year-old brother with a, quote, lengthy criminal record is still at large and considered armed and dangerous. Well, with kids going back to school, that includes the students in Uvalde, Texas. They're returning to the classroom just 3 months after an 18-year-old shooter murdered 19 of their fellow classmates and two teachers. But no students will be returning to Robb Elementary School, the site of the massacre. Instead, they're being absorbed into other schools. But parents note that nothing has been done to make them feel any safer. A federal judge dismissed for the final time a lawsuit against Nirvana over its Nevermind cover art. A man named Spencer Eldon is the baby seen in the iconic photograph, claimed years ago that the picture constituted child pornography. The judge wrote that Eldon waited too long to file the lawsuit based on a 10-year statute of limitations. And finally, in case you missed it, the Foo Fighters held the first of two tribute concerts for their late drummer Taylor Hawkins. The first of the two, this one from London's Wembley Arena, ended with Hawkins' 16-year-old son Shane taking his father's place on the drums to play on one of the band's biggest hits, My Hero. Taylor was found dead at age 50 in Bogota, Colombia, back in March. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.